Herd at Sports Radio, every weekday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Coming up on Wednesday's show, senior writer for NBA.com, Steve Ashburner. And from 24/7 Sports, Mike Schaefer will break down all the latest on Nebraska football and recruiting. Take a dive into the latest news and all things sports. Herd at Sports Radio with Ravi Lula and Damon Benning.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hale Varsity Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the show. 888-638-4876. If you'd like to get involved, 590 ESPN Omaha, 1480 ESPN Lincoln, live on Twitter, live on YouTube. Happy to have you with us as we are live from the H&H Chevrolet stage at Hale Varsity Club. Damon Benning, Andrew Rogers, and during the break, DB, we got our tweet regarding Alexa, and she responded back.
Yeah, I feel bad. Shane, my best, can we apologize to Ryan?
Sorry, I'm so sorry. So sorry.
It's not who I wanted.
Is that Tom Brady?
It's almost
but
like
that's so much better though.
It's almost like I didn't say in my best Tom Brady voice.
I think Shane's just calling Tom Brady a crybaby.
They were debating whether the Dolphins should pursue Brady, but I felt bad for Ryan because he said, "Did I say jerks?" Because I hope not. But I did.
You said
yeah.
You said, "Hey Alexa," Alexa, call Ryan a jerk.
You have several contact names. Ryan's a jerk. Which would you like to call?
Which is a great comeback, a fantastic comeback,
dude. I'm telling you though, Alexa is creepy, or Siri, or what,
either or
whichever one of you.
They're all listening.
So my buddy, Oklahoma Tyler, my sous vide partner in crime, because he's into sous vide now. He was that one guy. You ever know this guy or gal that they downplay everything when you're doing it, but when they figure it out, it's like.
I do have one or two.
It's like
we
discovered the 10th planet. So, you know, he has all this discretionary income, so my man just buys toys for the sake of buying it, right? So he knows I'm a cooking snob. So he got the green egg. This was years ago. This is probably 6-7 years ago, and he got the egg, and you know, he has these big 4th of July deals, and I was always particular about cooking, and he's like, "I just put it on, set it, forget it, man. Once I get it to temp, it's too much work right? He just wanted a good brisket, right? Now it's, "Hey, I got the sous vide. I'm like vacuum sealing just to be vacuum sealing. You should see my steak game." I'm like, "Bro, aren't you the guy that said food was overrated?
I've been telling you this for years.
You just eat for sustenance, right? You don't care, really?" Oh, man.
He probably wrote the Bible, too.
So, yesterday, I was just messing with him. I showed him, like, these hacks that people are using instead of buying sous vides. They're, like, putting the things in dishwashers to simulate the same concept
of a
warm water bath. And he hit me back with, "Haters gonna hate." I'm not hating. I'm a sous vide guy. Right? Like, we polish turds around here. We turn chuck steaks into fillets. You know what I mean? And he's just like, nah, he's like Chef Oklahoma Tyler, man.
You must feel personally attacked.
I do. That and the fact his son worked out on West Side the other night, so I'm still a little mad at him.
just salty a bit.
I mean, I was mad. I love Maul Jaw, but I don't like Oklahoma Tyler. Maul Jaw was like working out on West Side.
I
he looked like Magic Johnson out there.
That Shane laughs at his own jokes before we laugh. He played that, and he goes,
"He's a child." He's a child. Don't make me go Joe Staley on you, Shane.
Oh, I needed a laugh today, though. That
hey,
was good.
Our poll question of the day.
Shady McCoy roasting Acho was one of the funniest things I've seen. I'm not an Acho guy.
Oh, really?
I got to stop because there's plenty of people that don't like me, and that's fine, right? Like, I'm not – it's cool. Like, opinions make the world go round. So is it okay if I'm critical?
Yeah.
Okay. I just need a little verification because I'm insecure. You got my back?
Always. I got your six.
Okay. I do.
Hey, let's get to this.
Be elite.
I got you.
Hey. Can I just say this real quick?
It's your show, DB.
Dude, it's so crazy. So we were talking about, I don't even know why I'm telling you this except for, because you're going to feel for me because you go, man, we were talking about recruiting off air, all these other stories, right?
Yeah.
I tell you about all these weird things. You're like, man, this like affects your livelihood, doesn't it? And I was like, yeah, people have no idea. Like, I just kind of keep it light. So yesterday we were talking about, you just said I got your six. We have all these T-shirts, you know, West Side, the culture. And so we're in the kitchen, and we were just talking about recruiting. And I was like, hey, so if you notice, you know, Caleb talked to you about recruiting. And he's like, I don't even like talking about recruiting. I don't talk about it with anyone. Like, that's what he said. Like, and, of course, I'm in the room, right? So he's talking to me too. And he goes, we were just talking about sayings and being authentic. And he goes, hey, I'm dead dog serious. I shouldn't even say this on a local radio station. But he goes, he's in the kitchen, and he goes, well, Coach Fleck, before the dead period, did send me a text talking about having an elite day. He asked me how my tests went. And I go, did he say be elite? And Caleb goes, yeah, he said be elite. He goes, man, I love that guy. There was this awkward silence in the house where everybody was like.
Did he just say that?
Hey, Jay goes, we're not doing maroon and gold.
Out loud?
Yeah.
Yes. And what did he say?
Nothing. He didn't want to get into it.
Tell me this because I need to know.
Oh.
Because most teenagers are the same. Is he a new person whenever the girl's in the house? Like,
no.
Does he try to be?
No. We didn't see
different?
Him for 15 minutes.
He walked away?
He was downstairs.
He's yelling upstairs about all this stuff?
When she first got there for dinner, he was downstairs for 15 minutes before he even came upstairs.
And she was in the house?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He goes,
what a power move.
He goes, what were you guys talking about? I go, I can't even remember what I said.
You?
Yeah. He goes, sound like you're having a good time. What's up, Sophie? I was like,
you sound like you're having a good time. Hey, what's up, babe?
Oh, it's funny. It's funny you play Foreman too when I bring up PJ Fleck.
Oh.
You have no idea how funny that is.
Hey, let's get to this. Our poll question of the day.
Hey, Oklahoma Taylor said, man, I don't like you.
I don't know if I'm ever going to get to the poll question.
Hey, man, we have fun. And why is it so hot in here? God, it's like 98.
I'm sweating now. I pulled up my pants.
Okay.
From the bottom up,
stop from the bottom.
From the
now
top.
You're here. All right, Urkel.
Come on.
Who would the white Stephen Urkel be?
Did I do that?
Okay.
Ed Foley.
Yeah, my bad. My coach told me to put a zipper in it. Sorry, coach.
It's Tuesday.
All right, let's chill. Let's chill. Come on, man. We're here for entertainment. Are you not entertained? Is that not why we are here?
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Man, your head is in a tornado of thoughts. It's one thing after another. It's like, oh, it's coming out the right ear. It's coming out the left ear.
I'm still traumatized by the Be Elite thing.
Give them nothing!
Be elite for a test.
Oh, all right, poll question.
You sure?
I'm ready.
We're good?
I'm ready.
This fits the mode.
I need to
this
take
fits you. The mode and the mood.
I need a drink.
Hey, our poll question of the day. Does Ed Foley make anyone else instantly think of Matt Foley?
That is your father, probably told you my name is Matt Foley, and I am a motivational speaker.
Yes or no? Does it make you think of Matt Foley? Because to me, it does.
What are you two in cahoots?
And I live in a van down by the river.
TV, I wish you would have got up to the podium. And he played along with what everybody else was thinking.
I'm just telling you, he could run for he'd win the election in our
Think about this. Coach
Foley could win the senior class president election in our school at Westside. He's that well liked.
Think about if he would have stood up in front of the podium. I'm gonna stand up like you.
Did I do that?
And he's like, "Now you kids are probably asking, hey Ed." How can Nebraska get back on track?
Okay.
Well, I'm bunking. I'm with you.
And I am a motivational speaker.
Because I'm tired of living in a van down by the river.
And I live in a van down by the river.
Well, he did have a nice little piece on Alvano, though, in the kicking game.
In all seriousness, after that.
Just trying to land the plane.
What plane? I don't even know if the plane has wings at this point.
That's the one that Tattoo was on. Mr. Work. I don't think that would even be politically correct anymore. Could Fantasy Island, I don't know. Shane, I need a life preserver. Could Fantasy Island be on television today?
Well, I wouldn't see why not.
Yeah, you do have a job. That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean.
The show.
I mean, Tattoos, he's not with us anymore, so he couldn't be on it. And neither is Mr. Rourke.
Chris P. on YouTube says, initially he reminded me of Gordon on Dodgeball. That's a good one, too.
It's hot.
More coffee and cream next.
Heard at Sports Radio. Every weekday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Coming up on Wednesday's show, senior writer for NBA.com, Steve Ashburner. And from 24/7 Sports, Mike Schaefer will break down all the latest on Nebraska football and recruiting. Take a dive into the latest news in all things sports. Heard at Sports Radio with Ravi Lula and Damon Benning.